This story takes place in my house. The characters are my dog, who I translate what she says because I'm a dog translator. The story happens around September 20th of this year. My goal of the entire podcast is to whisper, which I will probably fail, and make you laugh because it's supposed to be some sort of comedy. I will most likely be eating some type of chips or pizza while trying to attempt this ASMR. For those who don't know what ASMR is, it is autonomous sensory meridian response. It's an experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin, typically begins on the scalp and moves down the neck of the back of the neck and the upper spine. It has been compared to audio-tactile sensia and may overlap with friction. That is the Wikipedia definition. I thought this podcast would be cool to have ASMR because it's something no one has ever done. Hashtag a trendsetter. I know I probably sound like a lunatic or clearly just sound bored. I kind of am bored. Before the podcast begins, I have to warn you, if you are triggered by crunching sounds or whispers, skip through like half of this video. But I have a question for you. Have you ever felt if something, you have lost something, but it was in front of you the whole entire time? I am Samuel Boone, and this is the story of how I lost my dog, and she was in my room the entire time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my ASMR. Today, I have some food of some sort. It's nothing too fancy because I don't have time to sit and eat crab legs and complain about how I assume I was missing my dog. Stop trying to eat my food! Jesus. Stop that, Roxy. Now, stop trying to eat my food! Thank you. So, at this point, she doesn't want to really talk. So I'm going to use a fake voice to cover up what she's actually saying. Now here is my dog with the interview.
So basically, he left me outside. Yes, outside. A horrible owner, if you ask me. He honestly just freaking slow. His mom let me in his room, and I went to the destination area under your bed. And I think you knew this. You just want to make stuff up.
Roxy, first of all, why aren't you whispering? Second off, you heard me call your name, though. I went through the entire Ashburn neighborhood yelling, Roxy, Roxy, where are there, Roxy?
Okay, at this point, I'm tired of ASMR, and because some people, Roxy, doesn't know how to whisper.
You know I'm a dog. You know what? Never mind. If you're outside, Sam, wouldn't it be smart to go inside first? You know what? You're just... Okay.
At this point, my dog is a hater, and she's mad because I went to look for her ungrateful ass. She's lucky I haven't gave her away,
Because sometimes this owner stuff gets on my last nerves. I do too much for her to be acting like this. Now here is the finale of story of how I actually found my dog.
So after searching high and low for this mutt, you can see I'm very irritated now at this point. I'm tired of looking for her. I go up to the house. First go in my niece's room. She's not there. Upstairs main level. She's not there. And my mom's office. Still not there. I go up to my room and under my bed and here she is. Like, wow. All the searching I did and you telling me you were here the whole damn time? Crazy, right? I think this entire time my dog just went to play hide and go seek. Like, who does that? Roxy, before I end this, do you have any final words? Are you serious? I still have to translate for you?
No, I just want you to get over with this interview because you're irritating me.
Well, folks, you have it there. My dog is sick of me.
Well, as you can see now, my dog explained her side of the story, and I've explained mine. I guess this is the part where I end the podcast and about how I am going completely nuts. And until next time, you will see Sam. P.S. I still believe my dog ran away. In my heart, she just came back because she knew I would cry without her. Sad, but very sweet. But that is mostly sad because my dog thinks I need her. And I also have an update. I believe that now my dog was playing hide and seek with me the entire time. And I just did this podcast for no reason. And she does this for her enjoyment. People, animals are getting smarter than us. Wake up.